Former Vice President Joe Biden has resumed some in-person campaign events across the nation. But in North Carolina, Democrats are almost unanimous in keeping events virtual because of COVID-19, while Republicans are increasingly meeting and greeting voters in the flesh. WFAE's Steve Harrison asks whether Democrats can continue this strategy, especially in close races.
Democratic U.S. Senate candidate Cal Cunningham hasn't done any in-person campaigning since the first stay-at-home order in March. Instead, he's been campaigning like this.
Thanks, Aaron, and thanks for everyone joining the Zoom call to discuss Congress's need to act to pass additional COVID relief.
His opponent, U.S. Senator Tom Tillis, has mostly supported Governor Roy Cooper's health mandates, but he joined the president Tuesday night in Winston-Salem before hundreds of people.
And we have to get them in office. And let's start off with Senator Tom Tillis. Tom.
Up and down the ballot, there's an increasing divide between the two parties over their willingness to engage the public. Republicans are more willing to leave their homes, whether it's going door to door, attending the president's rallies, or hosting in-person fundraisers. North Carolina Democrats are, for the most part, unified in keeping events virtual.
They are not leaving the house. I think it's very interesting that they are completely mailing in the campaign. And
that's Michael Whatley, the chair of the state Republican Party.
They're not out and about. They're not doing official events. They're not doing campaign events. And it's really something I've never seen before, where an entire, you know, slate of candidates has really said, we're going to stand down and we're going to run a virtual campaign and we're going to mail it in.
What's unclear is whether swing voters will reward Democrats for playing it safe, or whether the GOP will capitalize by allowing voters to see and hear them firsthand. The Democrats' strategy is aimed at those swing voters, says Democratic strategist Morgan Jackson, who advises Cooper. He believes that those voters are more concerned about the virus and that meet and greets, even if they're small and outside, are more for the base.
Our voters, our swing voters, are they going to come attend those events? That's really, in my opinion, a lot of that campaigning is less about the swing voters. It's more about rallying your base.
Many Charlotte area state legislative Democrats are in mostly safe seats, and they have the luxury of protecting a lead. Like first-term House member Wesley Harris, who had an extensive door-knocking program en route to an upset win 2 years ago.
We're not planning to do any of that this year, just with everything COVID. Like, honestly, I feel like that could even backfire because people don't want, you know, people don't want you showing up on their front door, you know, when they're trying to keep distance.
Mecklenburg's most competitive legislative race is a rematch between Democrat Christy Clark, who narrowly defeated Republican John Bradford 2 years ago. Bradford says he's concerned about the virus and that most of his events are virtual, but he's done some in-person backyard fundraisers.
The events we've had have been small groups. We've done them outside to obviously follow the social distancing guidelines, you know, per the governor's orders. But we've had as many events using technology as we have outside.
There are exceptions. In the 11th District congressional race in the mountains, Democrat Mo Davis is doing some small outdoor meet and greets. He's the underdog against Republican Madison Cawthorn in a district that President Trump won easily. Democrat Cynthia Wallace is running in the 9th District, another mostly conservative district that stretches from South Charlotte to Lumberton. She's trying to unseat first-term Congressman Dan Bishop, who's doing some in-person campaigning.
Well, we did a face mask drive out in Robinson County. So, you know, people drive up and so everyone, you know, is in mask and, you know, we're giving those out to the folks. So it's like a very short spurt interaction.
Under Phase 2.5, North Carolina now allows outdoor gatherings of 50 people. Wallace says that, for now, she won't do traditional in-person events. In the high-profile U.S. Senate race, both sides are making campaign strategies an issue. The Tillis campaign chides Cunningham for not campaigning in person, saying he's afraid to answer questions from voters in the media. Cunningham highlighted Tillis's in-person attendance at President Trump's acceptance speech at the White House last month. Tillis tweeted a photo of himself wearing a mask before the speech, but was seen not wearing it once the president began his address. He later said he's tried to lead by example, but fell short of his own standard. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.